Hi, this is Tim. Welcome to North and South Podcasts. This is episode 3 proper, although it's episode 4, if you include the introduction. First of all, I just want to say thanks to anyone out there who has listened, liked, followed, rated, or whatever you might have done, spoken to others about the first few episodes of the podcast. I really appreciate it. I've had well over 200 listens, and I'm really, really happy to see other people listening, and the feedback I've had as well has been very good, and I do really appreciate everyone out there who has been in touch, etc. As well as that, I just want to assure everyone that North and South Podcasts is going to be free for now and forever. I might look at maybe doing it as a bit of a career or something like that in the future, but you know, that's a long way off. And if that doesn't happen, then I'm happy to just have done what I've been doing anyway, because I enjoy doing this kind of thing. I'm a teacher. I've got a few little side hustles, which I do as well, which increasingly more and more people seem to be doing. I've got quite a rare genetic illness. I've suffered from depression. This is just a little bit about me. I want to help people with this podcast by sharing information, stories, ideas, look at how we can change things for the better. There's going to be a history aspect to North and South Podcasts, which get us to think about our life today and how we should be appreciative of things, but also think about where we want to go in the future. And I was very fortunate to speak to my mum and dad. That was very personal to me, but I think what they told us about life post-war in the middle to late 20th century in areas like Bootle, Merseyside, which is a fairly deprived area, I think that is very useful for lots of people to listen to going back. And even if you don't come from an exact situation like that, there's a lot of themes there which cut across people's lives, which I hope people have found very useful. Obviously, I want that to be something which my family can listen to in the future, and I'm very fortunate to have spoken to my mum and dad and get that information down. I like the idea of speaking to people, getting the real history, the real story, that kind of oral history, that oral tradition, which is so important in people's lives, and also quite natural, I think, to human societies as they've developed. As well as history podcasts, which will look at things like local history, social history, we'll look at political, economic, more global history as well as looking at local history and speaking to individuals. So history is going to be a big part of North and South Podcasts. However, I am going to do 4 different types of podcast, which might or might not work, and I just want to see how it goes. So I'm also going to be doing some politics podcasts where I'll be looking at local politics and also national politics and global issues, with the aim to kind of empower people about positive change in their communities and in our increasingly globalised community. As well as that, I want to look at health and well-being, which is a big thing for me. Now, there's a few things that come under health and well-being. One is the idea of helping people to feel better. That's been a big part of my life. Obviously, with my genetic illness and my depression, I think that trying to help others to find out or to speak to people who inspire others and to benefit other people, that's a big part of what North and South Podcasts is going to be about. Also, I want to look at people who've chosen lives a little bit different to the mainstream, and I've looked at alternative living to kind of find more meaning and more satisfaction in their day-to-day lives as well. So I'm going to be looking at things like that. I'm also going to be looking at people who maybe have suffered financially and how they've got on track to help people who are jammed just about managing. Looking at things like inequality, intergenerational stuff concerning inequality, like young people trying to get houses, etc. in the world today. So I want to look at those issues and see how we can help people navigate the world better and also differently. So that's going to be a big part of the health and well-being aspect of things too. But that's something that really, really excites me. But politics and history aren't far behind. Another thing that really excites me is the idea of creativity and people who are creative and find ways to build creativity into their lives and possibly even to develop careers from that. So that's something I want to look at. I do like to write. Obviously, I'm podcasting now, and I've wrote quite a few poems, wrote a couple of hundred poems, and that's a big part of my identity as well. So history, politics, health and well-being, and creativity. And I will label each podcast, you know, what theme we're looking at that week. There might be a little bit of overlap. And it may well be that you say, well, I like those ones, but not those ones. And that's absolutely fine. So we'll see how it goes anyway. I am hoping to do a podcast each week or each fortnight. Sometimes it'll be just me speaking, but ideally I want to have people in to find out what they think. Because I always think two people speaking, the output from that is usually more than the sum of two people's parts, and people interact and are better, I think, with people getting the best out of each other. So although I might throw a few ideas in, I will be speaking to people and seeing what they think. On that note, I am not someone who is used to speaking myself about issues like this in this fashion, so it might take me a few podcasts to find my voice on the solo podcasts, but I hope that the interview ones, obviously they're going to be different each time depending on who I'm speaking to and who the people are who are on the podcast. So I'm just going to see how it goes. Please continue to like, share, follow. Your support is really, really appreciated, because this means a lot to me and I want it to mean a lot to other people. I haven't got any contact details yet. I don't use Twitter, because although Twitter might be something that I use in the future for North and South podcasts, I find that medium probably the most frustrating of the social media universe. The way people behave on Twitter, I find abhorrent. But we'll see how that goes. So I might have a contact email or a contact page through social media, which people can use who don't know me. More news on that to follow. I also am looking to get some music at the start and at the end of the podcast. So if anyone knows how to do that or can help me with that, please get in touch. If you feel you can help me out, if you want to come on, if you want to join me, joint venture, take this forward, I'm open to ideas. I am looking to work with a charity based in the Northwest. More to follow on that fairly closely, which is something quite close to my heart. So when that's confirmed over Christmas, I hope to share that news with you. We've also got some great people lined up to be coming on over the next few weeks. So got quite a few good things in the pipeline as well. Just before I sign off, although this is just a bit of a housekeeping and introductory thing to do with the philosophy of the podcast, I do want to talk about change and bringing change into your life, because change can be very, very difficult. And people feel that as they get older, change is less and less likely to happen. I'm 44 years of age, and a few years ago, I was reading a book or looking at something, I can't remember what it was, and it said to list down everything that you want in life. And I wrote this list, and it said to make plans to achieve that, even if it's a very, very small first step. And the reason I'm doing this podcast now is because I wrote down a few years ago that I'd like to do podcasting. And I then started to make steps, concrete steps, over the last 4 months, which have led to this. So I've done a bit of training, done a little bit of thinking, spoken to people, spoken to a good friend of mine, and he's been doing podcasts for a while. I'm going to share his name and his podcast with you with his consent in the very near future. But he kind of inspired me, and there's been quite a lot of little things which has led to me being here today. And it's not something you can just do overnight, but because you can't do something overnight isn't to say that you shouldn't, as I say, save the ball to the other side of the net. And one of the things I feel in life is that when you are waiting for other people or for things to kick in, you'll be waiting a long time. But at the very least, you should save the ball across the net and try and make change happen. Sometimes you might get the ball coming back to you. Sometimes it might not. So then you save other balls and you keep moving forward in life. So because others don't act and because society doesn't get back to you, if you know what I mean, you shouldn't wait to change, because ultimately every day that you are alive is a gift and one day less. In 2007, I was really, really ill and I was in hospital and I didn't think I was going to come out. And it kind of changed my life. And since then, the age of 29, I've been on a bit of a path to better myself and to see the world differently and to accept bigger challenges in life in moving forward. And that's been very, very important to me. So the fact that I'm doing this now is something on my bucket list, and I'm really, really happy to be doing it. I also do things like writing every day. I've got like this strategy that I came up with after quite a lot of failed attempts to do things, where I write 3 times a day. It might just be a few sentences 3 times a day. And some days when I'm really under the cosh, I might not write at all. And that's okay. I just make sure I write the day after. So I write, I have a book with me all the time. I write ideas for stories, plays, poems, articles, things like that. And I'm collecting those things. I might look to publish those things or do stuff with those things in the future. I might not, but I find it very cathartic to be doing that. And I realized that a few years ago that I need to be writing. It's how I express myself, and that's very, very important. So the catharsis and the expression of writing is itself an end in itself. And if anything comes off that long term, great. If not, then I feel like I'm being true to myself. So writing, podcasting, I came up with strategies and I've implemented them into my life, and they've been really important. And the reason I'm telling you this is because for years you think, oh, you know, I'll never do that, or I don't know where to begin. But to write things down, what you want to do in life, and it may well be that over the next 7 days, you know, I'll set a challenge for you. Write down what you want in life. And it might be to do with career. It might be to do with family or relationships. It might be to do with recreation, what you do in your spare time. It might be that you're thinking about joining a club or whatever. And also how you make a contribution to society or to others' lives. So write down things based on those four headings. I put them in the notes underneath this. And then just think of little steps you can do to move forward in that pursuit. It might be, well, do you know what? I'm going to go on the internet and see if there is a yoga class near me. Or I'm interested in doing more socially, so could I maybe message some friends and say, listen, should we start fixing a day once a month because we don't see each other as much as we used to because of family or whatever, and let's do it, because you find those really important. So we could work on those four things. I'll put it in the notes with the podcast. Things to do with family or relationships, your career, recreation, and contributions to others. They're just four things I thought of. You might have more things that come beyond those things. And you might write that down, write those targets down, those things you want to do down, and then think of small steps you can do now. And then that might lead to bigger steps in the future. But 1,000 miles starts with a single step, as someone once said. So why not do it? I thought to myself a few years ago, if I got to 60, what would I be unhappy if I hadn't tried? And that's been a big driver for me. When I get to 60, I want to go, do you know what? The last 30 odd years since you were 29 and you had that kind of life changing moment. What have you done to get better? What have you done to fulfill your role, whatever your role is, as a human being with agency in the world? We all know all the restrictions placed on us and the circumstances, your upbringing, genetics, how important they can be. But what have I done from my angle in trying to change and make things better for me and then others? And that's what's inspired me to be more change orientated and to try to be better moving forward. And you might do that in a different way to me. Well, you will. So whatever it is, find it. One of the hardest things is moving towards a target when you feel you've got no time. So it might be that you need to set aside time to do these things, but that's important. Don't let lack of time stop you doing things that when your time is up, you will regret not doing. So take control of time and set time aside if time is your issue. That's one of the biggest hindrances, this feeling that we haven't got time, etc. When you do your little list, think of why you want to do it as well. Because if you get that why right, that'll lead to discipline and that'll lead to you doing it. People can start new things like, you know, New Year's resolutions. And, yeah, I'm going to do this. And they give up smoking. And then a week later they start. You know, anyone can say, yeah, I'm going to change. I'm going to do this. Get your why right and then do it. Get your discipline right. If you get your why right, you'll get your discipline right. And then you're more than likely to do it. And you can review how things are going as you move forward. The podcasting and the writing are very, very important to me. And I'm really excited about doing these positive changes and moving forward with my life too. One of the interesting things I read about a few years ago is, I don't know if you've read any of the books by Yuval Harari. He's an Israeli medievalist and historian. He's wrote three of the best books I've ever read. The first book is called A Brief History of Homo Sapiens, which I think was published about 2011. It's an absolutely fantastic book about the history of humanity, and I've never read analysis like it. And I subsequently discovered that Harari meditates for 2 hours a day. Now, I meditate, but not for 2 hours a day. And what Harari does is he uses his meditation to detach him from the world around him with a view to then coming back into the world when he's finished his meditations and saying, wait there, everything that I do every day isn't natural in the way it should be done. That's just the way I do it. And I can change that. I can view things differently. And often people go through life thinking that things are natural and that's just the way things are, when in fact they're not. It's an absolutely fantastic book, but the insight Harari brings to the book, and I'd recommend all his books, and I'll put his website in the notes, is he says that the first thing you need to do is know your own mind, know its limitations, its negativities, that constant chatter of negativity, and look at the positives as well of your mind, what is great about your mind. So in other words, know your mind first. And when you understand your mind through watching it, through mindfulness, through meditation, or just being aware of what you're doing as you're doing it throughout the day, being able to look at your behaviors and think, that's not helpful, how can I change it, that kind of thing. If you do that, you will know your mind. Once you know your mind, you can then think about what you want and how you're going to get there. And then by doing that, you can think about how you can change what's going on in your life and in the lives of others by joining groups or societies or organizations that match your values. Because one person by themselves will really struggle to change things on a wider scale. But you need to change yourself first. You need to have that personal revolution first. So know your mind. Look at how it works. Is it helping you? They say the mind is a good servant, but a very poor master. Don't let your negative mind control you. You control it. It's not easy. It's something that I've been working on in particular, since I was 29. So know your mind, know what you want in life, your whys, and then think about what you're going to do with others to change things. And by doing that, you can become a better person, a more active citizen. And without trying to get too political in this podcast, look at what's going on in the United Kingdom in 2021. Look at what's going on in the United States in 2021. The United States is like the beacon that everyone looks to and says, democracy that comes from the United States and liberal democracy, the rule of law, capitalism, capitalism that is managed to remove its worst excesses. The United States is the model. If that model breaks down, what does that say about the world? Look at what's happened in the United States over the last 5 years. Look at what's happened in the United Kingdom since 2016. Are we in a better place now than back then? So there's a lot at stake in terms of the human project and moving forward. There's a lot at stake in terms of how we look after our home, the planet, how we make it better. And in many ways, you need to sort your own life out first. You need to sort out your immediate environment out first. You need to join groups and organisations because that's how we work. We should work in that fashion. But we also need to remember that what we're doing here on this planet, it may well be unique, it might not be unique, who knows. But it's important that we get this right. And I think that you making yourself better is the way that we make the world better. And even values such as truth now are just less currency than they were in the past. Humans have always lied and cheated and stealed, but it's now almost celebrated to be like that, even in the supposed liberal democracies of the world. And I think that's a sad indictment of where we are at the moment. So we've got a lot to lose. We've also got a lot to gain. And I want North and South podcasts to be positive. So I will put details of the things which you may think about doing for over the next 7 days. What do you want in life? How are you going to get there? What are your first steps? What changes do you want to make? And also I'll put the website down for Yuval Harari so you can check out his books if you're interested. But the key thing from Harari is the idea that you need to know your mind first before you get better. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great weekend, week, whatever. And remember, every day, it's one day less you're here. So what are you going to do today to forge meaning? I think Francis Bacon wrote that life is about forging meaning. What are you going to do today that reflects that kind of spark of divinity that's within us? You don't have to be religious to believe that there's a spark of divinity and meaning in all of us. So what are you going to do today to do that? And it might mean that you leave this now and you text someone, phone someone, or say, do you know what? I like doing such and such. I haven't done it for ages. I'm going to do it. So do something amazing. And I'll see you soon. Thanks.